These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
It's just so true. Rotarians are ordinary people who accomplish extraordinary things through the power of Rotary. We're committed to creating lasting change across the globe and right here in our own communities. Hello, I'm past District Governor Bill Grile, and today I caught up with an exceptional Rotarian who is following his passion, touching lives, and creating meaningful change. Take a listen as Dan Smith shares his Rotary story. Well, good afternoon, Dan, and thanks again for making time available for us today. You have the most amazing, eclectic background. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm kind of a jack of all trades or something like that. I've been a tour guide. I've had a computer company. I was a real estate appraiser, owned a bar, a nightclub, had a conference center in Ukraine, lots of different things, just kind of built houses, passive solar homes, designed the energy program for the state of Idaho. Kind of crazily all over the place.
Tell us about Ukraine.
Well, Ukraine was kind of a culmination of several things. I was working with a group for orphans. It was called the Big Family. And I was a real estate agent selling real estate in Oregon. And I went to a conference in Spain. I was doing international real estate. And while I was there, I decided I wanted to go to see my kids in Ukraine, the kids I'd been working with. So I went there, and there was all kinds of, the wall had just come down, and they were just free. And there was so much opportunity there. It was incredible. So I came back, and I was so excited. I got somebody to invest money, and in less than a month, I was back in Ukraine looking for property to start a Regis, serviced offices, and that kind of expanded into a combination of serviced offices and a conference center.
Were you always interested in international travel and living abroad?
Yes and no. Actually, most of the traveling started when I was like in my 40s. That's when I really, my whole life has been moving around a lot, living lots of different states, lots of different places. But internationally, it didn't really get started until in the 1990s.
Had you ever heard of Rotary at that point in your life?
Not a word. I was involved with the Lions. I won the peace writing contest for the Lions Club, but never heard a thing about Rotary.
Well, I'm curious, Dan, what was your first exposure to Rotary?
Actually, I was a friend of mine from church. She invited me to join the Roseburg Club. So then I went with, I joined the Rotary, Roseburg Rotary Club. And great people and all that sort of stuff. But the regular meetings and the expense of, it was one of those clubs where you pay for lunch whether you go or not. And so it was pretty expensive. So then I jumped over to the E-Club, which is a lot less, and certainly fit my lifestyle much better.
So then how long have you been in Rotary?
2 years, 3 years now.
Well, Dan, you've certainly hit the ground running. You're also involved in the District 5110 Rotary Business Network. In fact, I credit you as being the organizational brains and the technical guru behind the Rotary Business Network. Although it had been around for a while, it hadn't really taken off until you got involved. So, Dan, what is the Rotary Business Network?
Well, it's basically where the objective is for people, Rotarians, to start doing business with Rotarians.
Why does that matter?
Why does that matter? Because we are people that think the same way. We have the same standard. So it's important for us to work with people that we can trust. And that's kind of what Rotary's all about.
Well, didn't that have something to do with this guy named Paul Harris in 1905?
I think, yeah, definitely. That was his number one purpose.
But even before the business network, you created something called Wheel Tales. What's that all about, Dan?
Well, Wheel Tales is a podcast for our club, our e-club. And it was the original intent was to interview different people within the club and get their stories, because we all have stories. So I love collecting stories.
You did a Wheel Tales podcast for Emily Francona, the e-club's first president. I heard that and was blown away, Dan. Was that your first podcast?
That was my very first. Terrifying, yes. Because it was my very first. And there were a bunch of people going to be hearing it. So I was like, wow, this is kind of scary.
Well, Dan, that was an excellent podcast. And so were the several that you did traveling about this year with District Governor Cindy O'Neill. How did that come about?
Yeah, we went around and we were collecting stories for her Rotary Connects. Because of the COVID, we weren't able to really, she wasn't able to get involved, go to clubs as you normally would. So it was a case of opportunity to go around and see the projects and interview the people.
You did several, though. You did the Rose Garden. You did the Southern Oregon fires. Tell me about those.
Well, we did all total about a dozen, and it was all kinds. The real beauty of it was, okay, we're at the Rose Garden, and there's Rotarians are doing great things and that sort of stuff, but they had stories, and their stories were what we were there to capture. So not only were we there for the service project, but also we were there to find out how they became into Rotary, when they became a Rotarian, things like that. And that's where we did the interview about the speech contest. So then that was a really powerful little one. So it was those stories that really captured, I think, both Cindy's and my attention.
What was your favorite club visit with DG Cindy?
Favorite club visit was actually the one with the fire. That was really dramatic because we were giving away, Rotary was giving away tools to the victims of the fire so that they could start their businesses up. So we were there. It was just within weeks, days of the fire, and the emotions, the experience were just as real as you can probably possibly get.
Well, Dan, you've worked so hard on all of these things, but I really think the best is yet to come. And that's the Voices of Rotary, this podcasting project that's truly your passion. Tell us about it.
Well, the Voices of Rotary is collecting stories about Rotary's activities, to train people to go out, collect the stories, edit those stories and put them out there so that the world can see all the good things that Rotary is doing. We do an incredible amount of extraordinary projects, and nobody hears about them. You're involved in a project, you're part of the club, you may talk about it among the club, maybe your family hears about it, and that's it. Nobody in the world hears about it. So the Voices of Rotary is an attempt to get out there, collect those stories, and share them in such a way that people build trust and they get excited about the projects themselves. They want to know how to get involved and join Rotary.
And you've built a team.
Yeah, we have a team of the most incredible people on the planet.
One of the amazing things about Rotary projects, and I've seen some really successful ones, and then I've seen some ones fall flat on their face, and the ones that fall flat on their face are sometimes really good ideas, but the person with the idea didn't build a team. How have you built this team? What's caused this success that we're experiencing right now?
Passion. My personal passion, everybody else's shared desire and passion for Rotary, their love of it, And they also see that this is something that needs to be done. So that's what's driving it all. Now, the hope is that we get past the passion into the hard work part, and we still maintain that drive. So we'll see where it goes.
So you think it's sustainable?
Absolutely. Beyond even what we're doing with the district, I think it's something that its time is here and now. The medium is right, and it's a perfect time.
Do you think it's possible to get clubs to develop the technical skills to do their own podcasting, to tell their own story, to market their own success?
I would hope so, but I don't know if the clubs are. It's going to take a while for us to get to that level. I think it's going to be easier to focus on a project. For example, the Malawi. We're working with Lucinda Cole to go out and train people in Malawi to collect stories. I think going to the Eugene Mission is an ideal opportunity because they have ongoing stories and a reason to tell them. Clubs, it depends upon the focus of the club. If a club is looking to raise awareness and they have a consistent story to tell, then I think that they can be they can get more involved. Our team, our Voices team, include presidents and past presidents of the biggest clubs that we have in the district. So yes.
So what's the biggest challenge? What's our biggest challenge to grow this program, this Voices of Rotary program?
The biggest challenge is what we have right now is we have dedicated people who are supremely involved in so many things. They are really active. So I think we need to push this past the people that are already so committed that this is kind of a sideline for them, and find people that have the time to really commit to it. But with this team, we can get it up, we can get it going, we can get some excitement going in overall. But I think we can make this into a real, really incredible future.
Well, Dan, to wrap it up, you're heavily involved in the Rotary Business Network. You're now launching a new program, Voices of Rotary. How are you going to find time to do all this?
They all fit together.
Well, Dan, thanks for your time this afternoon. You are an amazing Rotarian and an exceptional Rotary leader. I just really appreciate all that you do in behalf of all the Rotarians in District 5110, and I just want to wish you the very best. And to everyone listening, I'm past District Governor Bill Grile. Thanks for joining us this afternoon for this conversation with District 5110 Rotarian Dan Smith.
Next time on Voices of Rotary.
We are embarking on Episode 3 of The Almeida Fire, Rising from the Ashes.
The end of episode 2, we heard probably the most emotional and moving interview that we did from Catalina Gomez and her son Adriel, who lost everything.
All I remember hearing was people yelling in English, Spanish, whatever language they knew, just screaming that there was a fire underneath us, but we were too determined to turn around at that point. There was wind, sand, dirt blowing into our eyes. People crying, destroyed, walking away from their homes, that they're just defeated.
There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help? Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.